how to save a life, because that's what our next guest does. Came up with this brilliant piece of machinery. It's called the LifeVac, and you hear about it when Lydia does her Lydia Reports, which is coming up at 8:25. Choking, this will save a life. It saves tons of children's lives, tons who are choking. And in fact, I was told that it's already saved somebody's life this morning, circa 8 a.m. So here he is, the man that created LifeVac, the genius and the man saving lives every day, Arthur Lee. Arthur, welcome to the Bernie and Sid Show, pal. How are you?
Hey, man. Thank you. I'm no genius. I'm just a dad from Massapequa. But yeah, we saved the life this morning, and that's a great way to start the day.
Man. No, you are a genius. The Baldwins are from Massapequa, and they're no geniuses. You are.
So is Joey Buttafuoco.
That's right. He's another famous Massapequan.
So is Joey. Yeah.
Good old Joey. No, but the question really is, how do you come up with something like this, where, again, LifeVac, saving lives, choking victims every day? How do you come up with this?
Well, you know, it's funny. My daughter's 16 now, and she was 7, and I was visiting a friend in the hospital, and he told me, he pointed across at a steel gurney and said there was a 7-year-old choked to death on a grate. We were in a hospital. This is 9 years ago. And I said, what are you talking about? Why didn't you do the Heimlich? Didn't work. Nothing worked. Kid died. And it was the beginning of becoming aware of the fact that the Heimlich only works 50 to 70% of the time. 5,000 people a year choke to death. It's a fourth leading cause of accidental death. And that, you know, one child dies every 5 days. So those odds were not good enough for me. You know, your daughter, right?
Yes.
I got to be able to save her. So I was hoping to buy something, but all this suction equipment had these long tubes, and you know, they're fine for a paramedic, but not for a dad who's very scared. So persevered to make something super simple that could save a life.
Yeah, and you did it. You did it very well, Arthur Lee, the founder, inventor, and CEO of LifeVac. And a LifeVac has been described. You have received a patent for it, Arthur, and it's just described in the patent as, quote, portable non-invasive airway clearance device used to rescue a choking victim. And, of course, it's not just for kids. It's for people of any age. And I guess the question is, how do you, doing media is one way, but how do you raise awareness to get it into schools and businesses and that type of thing?
Well, we use, you know, Facebook advertising and some other forms, radio, TV. I've been to Washington. I've talked to politicians, which is a complete waste of time. But you know, we just keep fighting and getting the word out. You know, believe it or not, it's become, because the problem is it's inexpensive and it lasts forever. So kind of all the shady ways to succeed have been blocked. So we're just people. I mean, I got people all over the world and parents, and every time we save a life, we pick up a supporter, and we're like a snowball going downhill. We're starting to, you know, really gain traction. Today's life was 119 lives saved.
Wow, 119 lives saved. By the way, folks, this is a great gift. It's very light, very, very light. LifeVac.net, that's the website. Use the code WABC. You get 10% off. Mother's Day is coming up, a host of other holidays, and this is a perfect gift. And Audie, what's cool about you, and I'm already at the Audie stage with you, just, you know, we're that close. So you're the second author in a row to come on. I call you both Audie now. You actually built this thing, came up with this in your garage, right? Like, you're like a real man. You've got a garage. You build stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, I was at a point I'd sold my company, and, you know, I've always been a tinkerer. My dad was an engineer, and we always, you know, we're old school. We fixed our cars, our houses, and, you know, I just said to myself, this is ridiculous. It's too simple, you know. Simple thing. I could figure out a simple thing. And I just took a little plunger, and I felt the suction on it and started to study. And then I just re-engineered it to make it stuck instead of push. So when you push down, it won't push the object in. And, you know, super simple. Just push it and pull it, and it'll save the life. I mean, we lost a kid 2 days ago in school, and we had one saved today. There's your 50%. But every year, several kids choke to death in school. It drives me crazy. We can beat this thing.
Yeah, wow. Arthur Lee, again, the founder, the inventor, and CEO of LifeVac. Arthur, correct me if I'm wrong, but did I hear Brian Kilmeade say that he saved one of his kids with this device? Is that correct?
He had a choking scare in his family, and that's why he's been passionate about it.
Brian and I
played soccer together, and he, I've been in touch with him over the years as we made it. And, you know, once he found out that we were, we had 4 peer-reviewed journals that we'd saved people, you know, he's been a great ally and he's been a great friend and raised awareness. When we were on Fox and Friends, they saved the light because we get a form back as where you heard it. And it said on the form, heard about it on Fox and Friends. So, you know, you guys today will save a life. Someone will hear it, and tomorrow, a month from now, a year from now, they'll have saved a life. And I'm very grateful for that.
We are too.
Yes, sir.
So, Arthur, besides lifevac.net, what is the best way to find this amazing product?
I mean, most of the people contact us that way. We're not retail. It's not expensive enough. So we're just doing our best to sell them that way. Contact us, and we'll work it out if you want more than one. Yesterday, we had a gentleman with a fire department. This is the kind of people we have in the world still that we often don't know. He bought them for the restaurants in his neighborhood because they had a choking scare.
Wow. How cool is that?
We donated. This is kind of cool because we didn't tell him. We donated to his fire department, the units, and he bought them for the restaurant. I said, one hand washes the other. We stick together, we win.
That's a great story. Again, folks, go to lifevac.net. Use the code word WABC. You'll get 10% off this life-saving, literally life-saving device. Again, nearly 120 lives saved. Just one earlier this morning, and hopefully along with Arthur Lee's help, Bernie and Sid helped save a life this morning, too. This is great work, really, really great work. Congratulations on this.
Yes, and thanks.
Thank you. I mean, you got to talk about, forgetting about the money, the intrinsic value, Arthur, of what you've done here, saving kids' lives and others' lives. It's got to be just immense, the intrinsic value alone.
Yesterday, I got a text. He was today, man. It was a 3-year-old, and it was a mother with a child with disability had saved her son. So we sent her a bunch, and she gave them out to other people in her community. And that woman, giving another life back away, the mother saved her 3-year-old child.
Great.
There's nothing better.
Nope.
Nothing better in this world than getting those texts and emails and the gratitude that I have that she cared enough to care about others, too.
You're a saint, Arthur Lee.
You are.
Thanks so much, man.
Congratulations. Thanks for hopping on the air today, and continued success, friend.
I really appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
All right, Artie. Take care. Arthur Lee, and once again, lifevac.net. Use WABC. 10% off. You could save a life today. Still to come, 9:05, Rita Cosby. She's back. The reboot sounds better than ever. 10 o'clock weeknights here on ABC. And then, in the world of sleaze, as I misused to call it, red carpet rendezvous host Lauren Conlon. She'll be here at 9:25. And as if that's not enough, beat Bernie. Pete Morgan and Peerless Boilers, 9:40. All still to come today on Bernie and Sid.